Yeah, Hare Krishna. I wanted to see now if you have any questions left from the lecture this morning or any subject within the retreat which has caught your attention and you were not, or you wanted to ask for some further clarification. This would be now the time to see if there are any questions. Yes, Priyanka? Okay, ja, ich kann es gerne übersetzen.
Du hast erstmal gesagt, wir sollten probieren, den Geist in das Mantra zu bringen, oder das Mantra in den Geist.
Ja.
Und ich habe ganz viel konzentriert. Das Mantra ist ja Krishna. Kann man sagen, das ist dieses Gefühl, ich lebe im Herzen Krishnas. Und auf der anderen Seite, Krishna lebt
in meinem Herzen. Oh ja. Priyanka is asking a very important question. Yesterday we heard that we should bring our mind into the mantra and bring the mantra into the mind. Now, since the Hare Krishna mantra is the sound form of Krishna, or it's Krishna fully, but that also maybe mean that I have to bring Krishna in my heart and also go to Krishna's heart. Now, it is very interesting. This question is a very deep question. And yes, in our tradition we hear that while chanting a mantra, you should enter the core of that mantra, core, that's innerste des mantra. And that mantra is obviously... in the mantra, you should make contact, now listen to this, to the personification of the mantra. You should, in other words, as you chant the mantra, you really want to make contact with that personality. If it's a Shiva mantra with Shiva, if it's a Krishna mantra with Krishna, or if it is a Radha Krishna mantra, a Yuga mantra, and Yuga means connected, then obviously the Radha Krishna. This brings us to a very important subject matter, and I regret really that the Hare Krishnas are such beginners in their own spiritual tradition, because we don't hear so much about this most essential point of mantra chanting. It's by all means you have to step into the presence of Radha and Krishna as you chant. Now the way devotees do that in our tradition is they sit before the deity of Radha and Krishna, and while chanting they address the deities of Radha and Krishna. That's why in this Java retreat Radha Kunyabihari have come for you. We sit, we are not so much in the meditative tradition, the contemplative tradition, because we feel that our contemplations will reach only this far. We are in the Kirtan tradition, that is, in the glorification tradition, but still, we also wish that with our chanting we enter the presence of Radha Krishna. So if you would, you are from, you have learned in another tradition also, not just in the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, and you by nature are drawn to meditation and so on from your old tradition. So I I want to encourage you to discover the rich meditational tradition of our the rich contemplative part of our tradition, which unfortunately for me, because I'm also a contemplative person, is not so much practiced in our movement, and therefore I feel the devotees suffer from unengagement of the heart. The heart is not very well engaged in spiritual subjects, but a lot of material subjects, and therefore they suffer. They are not where they could be in their spiritual development. For me, we have in our tradition a very meditative part. It's the Gayatri Mantra. You can watch our devotees how they chant the Gayatri Mantra. They are not doing it the way they should do it, because for some reason we attract the people who are a little bit external, in my observation. Those who are more contemplative, they leave us after some time because they feel there is no nourishment. But I think it's wrong. There is a lot of nourishment. It's not stressed enough. So therefore, I want to really show also something which Gaur Govinda Maharaj wanted to do. He wanted to show how everything is there in Prabhupada's books. And I also, in my retreats, want to show this more deeper aspects of spiritual life. And I want to encourage you that this is something Prabhupada talked about, but it is a part which is a little bit put to the side in our daily practice. So yes, in brief, please, you are interested in these points, please go deep and you will find ample situation. As far as thinking you are in the heart of Krishna, that's very, very good, and Prabhupada spoke about it. He said Krishna keeps a list in his heart of the chakras. So I hope your name will be there in Krishna's heart. Yes, the heart list. Hari Purana says also the same. And in the Bhagavatam, Krishna says, I am in the heart of my devotees, and devotees are in my heart. He speaks like that. He is Krishna. Wonderful. Other questions? Yes, this Maharaji, and then I saw here. Yes, Maharaji.
My question is going in the same direction. I think the self-realization of God through meditation is so easier than through the mantra. So is it okay to do the meditation more, or what is the way that should I try to get it through the mantra, or should I meditate more than it's easier?
I'm all right. In fact, would get a cold if we, but for the devotees, right? Yeah. Not for me, because I will die from cold. Different bodies. It is interesting what you say, that you are also more familiar with meditation. And if you should maybe go deeper into meditation. Now there is a big discussion about this subject matter in the Brihadbhagavatamrita. The Vishnu Dutas are discussing this point. What is the role of smaranam? That means meditation, our tradition. And they say very clearly that they feel that kirtanam, or the glorification, is superior of the meditation. Listen now, why? Don't just say, okay. Because by kirtanam, the mind is automatically engaged. In other words, There is a difference between mindful kirtan and mindless kirtan. We are not encouraged to do mindless kirtan. We are encouraged to do mindful kirtan. What does it mean to do mindful kirtan? Mindful kirtan means that while you chant, you think of the person whose name you glorify. If I would, for instance, say, "Oh, Toshe Krishna, you are such a good driver, you are such a good cook, you are such a good Vastu consultant," and I glorify him like this, this automatically means I have to put my mind into this. If I don't put my mind into this glorification of Toshe Krishna, but make a mindless glorification, I would say like this, "Oh, Toshe Krishna, you are the best." I would not have to think about anything. I would not think of him. I would just think of, when will I get my second prasadam today? So it is very important that you understand japa is a meditation. We say japa meditation. And just speaking from the point of the broader tradition, japa is always a part of dhyan. What is dhyan? Meditation. Yeah? It is in the, you know, we are bhakti yogas. Yogis, we are part of a tradition. It's not that the Hare Krishna movement is a sect. That means something which has isolated itself from the broader tradition. It is within the broader tradition of spiritual knowledge, of spiritual science. And this japa is always something on has to do with dhyan, with meditation. Therefore, Dhyan Chandra, the moon of the meditators, has given us this point that we must bring our mind to the mantra, and we must bring the mantra in the mind. Now I will say something very important. Please listen carefully. Once Prabhupada was asked, "What do I do with my mind when I chant?" And Srila Prabhupada answered this question, and this was not just an isolated answer, it is his stand, his position. "Where's the question of the mind? Why do you even ask? You chant and you hear, that's all. No need of the mind." Now, I have often thought about this statement, especially in the light of my own efforts to present inspiring japa and kirtan retreats. In these retreats, I do tell people they should concentrate the mind. Am I going against my spiritual master's instructions when I tell this? This question I had to ask, and I was, you know, I'm discussing a lot with different devotees in our movement about these concepts which you hear, and I'm really a research man by inclination. I read too much, so see, when you chant, you want to come to a state of inner silence, of mental silence. Prabhupada even speaks about silence as a prerequisite to engage in spiritual life. He speaks in the third chapter, third canto of the Bhagavatam, about being silent, bringing the material mind into silence. It should not disturb any longer. It's not required. So when Prabhupada speaks about no need of the mind, he tells us, stop the mind, stop listening to the mind. This is a practice which is not on the mental platform. It has nothing to do also with directing the mind in this way and that way. The ultimate need is to become to a state where your material mind is silent, so that the new impressions which are coming with the mantra into your heart can grow there. So there's the question of the material mind. It's like that. Should become silent. But as the material mind becomes silent, the spiritual impressions can come. So that Prabhupada says, when you chant, you should think, I am touching Krishna with my tongue. If you do that, then you have the same effect as Prahlad Maharaj had when he was touched by the hand, by the palm of the Shikhandi. It's very deep. It's very deep. It's very rich. Krishna. You can meditate, can do in the japa meditation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Feel the sound. Drift in the sound. Become carried by the sound. Become embraced by the sound. Here is our Dayadhita. No more questions. Answer? Dobro. Any other questions? When is it becoming cool? Madhu Chandra.
Madam, you get to hear in it that in our spiritual life we should do Namasmaranam. So what actually means Namasmaranam? Is it just chanting of holy name in the mind or in japa, or we can just, while doing our ordinary activities in this world, chant holy name in our mind as process?
Yeah, a very nice question. This Namasmaranam, it's something which Lord Chaitanya coined this phrase in his second verse of the Shikshastakam. I think you refer to that. What is it called? Nam Namagari Baudani Jasarva Shakti Tatapita Niyamita Smarane Nakala Smarane. I want to remember your name always. Smarane. Smarane means meditation or remembrance, you know, bringing something into the mind. What is Nam Smaranam? This is Mahaprabhu speaks about it, so what does he mean when he talks about this? But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say that while eating, sleeping, and what was it? While eating, sleeping, and walking about, everyone should chant the holy name, all this. That means the Hare Krishna mantra should be always in your mind. It should be remembered. I was today thinking about this when I got ready. I have this habit that I take a sunflower oil and I squash it, and it takes out all the disease, the oil. You have to spit it out after doing this. So during this practice, I have to be silent. I can't chant and sing. And I'm there doing my bathroom activities while we'll... And then in the end, yeah, you spit it out. It's really good. If you do this every day, you will never be sick. And I had a terrible cold, you might remember. But because I'm doing it, I can do my service. Not a problem. It really is a very powerful means of healing yourself. So then I was thinking, when I had emptied my mouth, I was ready to chant. But I was not chanting. I noticed this. I had made the vow when I'm ready, when I'm with this foolish sunflower oil, I will chant. I will sing. But I was not singing. I noticed that. Then I felt very distressed. Why don't I sing? I don't sing. The thing, because I don't do Nam Smarane, I don't remember the holy name, and I have to learn to remember the holy name. Then you will always sing the holy name. In other words, you sing what you remember. Now there are, of course, deeper answers to your questions. And I think because you are already more than 50 years with us, you have a right to ask this question on a deeper level and get a deeper answer. See, the essence of the Bhagavatam teachings are that the devotee becomes attracted to one particular form of Krishna. It's you in our tradition, the way we are taught, it's usually we say Krishna, but who do you mean with Krishna? Is that the Krishna in Dwaraka? Is it the Krishna in Mathura? The Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra? What Krishna do you mean? In what mood? Krishna is in entirely different moods in these three fields, so that scholars have difficulties to bring the Krishna who spoke the Bhagavad Gita together with Krishna who danced the Rasa dance. There is one student who gets married in 1 week time, and Manu will be there at his marriage, who has written a scholarly article about this problem, that people think they are different Krishnas because they behave so entirely different. Krishna in Vrindavan goes and dances with unlimited amounts of gopis, and the Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra speaks about ethical codexes. Not going with others' wives somewhere, you know, in the shumi, in the forest where no one looks, you know. No, they have great difficulties. It can't be the same Krishna, they say, who spoke the Gita and the one who danced in Vrindavan. It can't be the same person. It's two different persons. Just like there is one Klaus of Serbia and then the Klaus in Germany. So these Klausens cannot be the two, the different. They are different. One is a Serbian Klaus. Do we say Klaus in Serbian language? No, there's no Klaus. But it's conceivable. I think you will find a Belgrade one Klaus. Oh, Milomir. There are many Milomirs. One Croatia Milomir. One Swiss Milomir. Montenegro Milomir. So they think this is the Montenegro Krishna the Vrindavan Krishna. And the other is the Croatian Krishna. You know, a different person, in other words. So who is your Krishna? To whom do you refer? Now, when you are a little bit more advanced, the Bhagavatam says, you know how to answer this question. You have a certain name for your Krishna, who is your all in all, and you become engaged in remembering him, finding out his pastimes, hearing how other devotees serve him. And in this way, you become Ekeha Kuru Nandana. You become fixed. You enter into a relationship. Just like you need to be clear. Do I like the Croatian Milomir or the Montenegro Milomir? Now, in Krishna's case, all the Krishnas are the same. They are the same, but they behave differently. And they reveal different aspects of their personality, just like the moon, one time the full moon, and the half moon, and it's the same moon, but he shines differently, he shows different forms. These are all very deep questions. I encourage you, become readers of the Bhagavatam. Don't remain ignorant about what you practice. There's much more to know than recipes of different preparations in the Krishna conscious movement. Good. Any other questions? Varemsky, the twin is. Yes. Can I have the Bhagavatam 7:15:22? Yes, you were a little late. Tomorrow is your chance. Tomorrow. So, today we are discussing removing anatta through the association with devotees. Now, the Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 15th chapter, text 22, lists many anattas and also how to conventionally deal with these anattas. But then the Bhagavatam says, you can do all these self-help methods, which the Bhagavatam speaks about, but there's one process which works the best. So let me read this to you. When you have lusty desires for sense gratification, does this happen to you?
No.
Sometimes. The way to deal with this is, according to the Bhagavatam, you must make plans with determination. Here. By making plans with determination, one should give up lusty desires for sense gratification. Similarly, you can conquer anger. Are you sometimes angry? By giving up envy towards others. For instance, today I was angry, I was a little disturbed because we have two members who are here who are not participating in the sessions. Now, this puts me into a difficulty because as a facilitator, I have to take care that each one of you learns the japa and kirtan retreat. That's what is my task. That's how I get prasada. But if I would go to these devotees who don't come to the sessions, they would feel so disturbed because they are from the Balkans that they would never talk with me, so I can't do my job in relationship to them. I'm feeling very bad because of this, because I'm really believing in these retreats. And I felt something like anger coming up. Why are they so Balkanitska? Why? Why do they invite me and then don't come? You know, I was feeling. Then I thought, I can't be angry at them. Let me give up my envy, that is my bad judgment over them, then I will. This is how to deal. Are you sometimes greedy? Then you should discuss the disadvantages of accumulating wealth. Can you give me the book? It's so much better with the book. And the Bhagavatam says, if you are fearful, are you sometimes fearful? You should discuss the truth. This is always what I do when I go to the dentist. I'm very fearful of the dentist. But I first, before the dentist drills, I always preach to them. And then I become fearless. Hare Krishna. Do you sometimes have lamentation and illusion?
Yes, this is a modesty one.
By discussing spiritual knowledge, one can conquer limitation and illusion. Do you have sometimes problems with pride? By serving a great devotee, one becomes prideless. So in this way, there are different things. I always like also when you have bad sufferings due to providence, like bad health, you should practice hatha yoga. Yes, our yogis will now go, I'm in the Bhagavatam. So by the sufferings due to the body and the mind, do hatha yoga and pranayama and so forth. Do you sometimes have problems with sleeping? Too much sleep? So you're smiling. Yes. What you should do is, you should develop the mode of goodness, especially in regard to eating. When you eat too much, or if you eat the wrong food, you will continue to sleep. So then it goes on and on. It's a whole do list, self-help list. But then it says, all this can be automatically done if one engages in the service of the spiritual master with faith and devotion. So this really gives us a very good clue how this sangha or association with the right people can help us to overcome our problems. You know, we have to have association, and I liked it very much what we heard. We should bind the energy of these people in our heart. You know, I always do this. I have this one memory in me. It's very confidential, and I have never talked about it, and I will also not talk about it here because it's so dear to me. But I met Prabhupada once and massaged him. And during that time, my dear devotees, I could see how Prabhupada, I can only say he was like a sun from which light emanated. And I always, when I'm bad in consciousness and sad and disturbed, I always go back into that room and try to find that energy again and bind it in my heart. That has given me help through difficult times. And bind that energy somehow in association, and then absorb the qualities. Don't protest when the person is different than you. It's good that he is different than you. And absorb the qualities, and that will do you very good. There are many things which I would be able to, which I could discuss, but I just wanted to come to the essential point which Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions. He says one should pay attention, special attention to the company which he keeps. And then he describes to us what takes place when you have association. When you have association, the qualities of the person you associate with will begin to become reflected in the crystal of your heart. This is described in Hari Bhakti Shodhodaya. Like a like a glass crystal, a person takes on the qualities of those with whom he comes in contact. One who is intelligent should therefore seek the company of those who have the same ideals as he in order to develop their good qualities in himself. I want to give an example. This is easy to digest in the heat. There was once a king who told to his minister, today we will buy whatever is left on the marketplace, go there in the evening and go from shop to shop, and whatever they couldn't sell, I sell. I want to support the mercantile class of men today with my treasury. So the minister went, and he came to one parrot waller. This parrot waller was dealing with parrot, and he had one parrot left for 5,000 rupees. Now that's a lot in the old times. 5,000 euros wouldn't pay you 5,000 rupees at that old time. It was a very hefty price for a parrot. And the minister so expensive? Is this the right price? It's a small price. This parrot is so super good. You will find out why. So the ministers bought the parrot, and as he was bringing the parrot down to the palace, the parrot started to chant Sanskrit slogans to him. Satang prasanga mamabhiyasam vidu bhavanti rikana rasayana kata, and all different kinds of shlokas. A very good parrot, said the minister. And they put the parrot at the entrance of the palace, and whenever someone would come, the parrot would start to chant Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya. He would know many shlokas. The king was very happy with the purchase and said after another month, let us again have the action support your local Vaishyas. This is our program. Go again and see what is left on the marketplace in the evening when they close. So the minister came around. It was a good day. There was a few grains, a few this and that left, and he bought it quickly. Then he came to the same parrot waller. Parrot waller means the one who sold parrot. And there was an identical parrot. It was also this size. And the minister said, okay, I guess I have to buy this. Is it also 5,000 rupees? No, no, said the parrot brother. This one is only 5 rupees. What? So cheap? You can have him for 1 rupee. Really? But he looks like the 5,000 rupee parrot. You will find out. So the minister brought the parrot in the cage home to the palace, and on the way down to the palace, that parrot started to curse him. You fool! You are the equivalent to bad breath. Your qualities of character are like that of a clever mouse. And he began to really talk. At the end, the minister said, stop or I will punish you severely. So it was unbearable. He said things which I will not repeat even to the Croatian speaking. There are some heavy things we say in Croatia. It was beyond belief. So the minister said, two parrots, you know, same size but different quality of the heart. So he went to the parrot waller and asked, why the difference? And the parrot waller said, these two are twins. Twins? How do we say twins? Yes. They are twins. Yeah, but why they are so different? Well, these parrots were both staying with the sadhus, and they heard the sadhus chanting shlokas, but then this one parrot somehow was stolen, and it lived amongst criminals. And now, because he lived amongst criminals, he has forgotten all the shlokas and remembers only the curses and bad words. So the minister said, all right, then we put this parrot where the toilet is, and then he starts to curse everyone so that they come quickly out of the bathroom. We have so good use for them. But the point which I would like to make, and which the story makes, is from one of the old Puranas, is association begins to form a person's habits and speeches and mind. It's so important. It's so very important that we cannot stress it enough. And we will now, therefore, after having heard about this, hear this verse, like a glass crystal, a person takes on the qualities of those with whom he comes in contact. One who is intelligent should therefore seek the company of those who have the same ideas as he in order to develop their good qualities in himself. This is a very, very important thing. You have to learn this Ishvara Puri. Please make a note in your notebook. So I would now like to do a powerful process. It's a meditation which Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in the Harinam Chintamani, where he said that you should chant with the association of your spiritual master. By the way, it's so cool that this, with this best of the fence, it really made a difference. Can you feel it?
It's Prabhupada's mercy. It's
oh, yeah, Prabhupada's mercy. Yes, it must be. It must be. It's like day and night. Now it's extremely cool and refreshing, so we can meditate. At the end of the meditation, we will sing a song. Are you ready for your meditation?
Yes, yes.
Do you have your japa mala with you?
Yes.
Those of you who feel that they are a little tired after the breakfast, you can just listen to everything. But those who like to meditate can also meditate. No, it's my favorite. It's really my favorite. Now I would like you to first look at the Vyasa Sangha Srila Prabhupada. And the idea is I will ask you to meditate about Prabhupada, so it's good if you have an image of him in your mind. What we can also do, we can turn in the direction of Srila Prabhupada. I think you all are. Maybe with the fan, it's... well, we can look through the fan. No problem. Maybe, Anuradha, would you be comfortable to move it a little bit, the fan, a little bit, not yourself, but the fan, a little bit to the... Yes, you know everything. Now we can see. Very good. Very good. We will just do it very quickly. Please center yourself. It means to come in your middle. The way you can easily do it is sit tall, please. And then just breathe in and out this wonderful pranic air which is all around us. Now in your mind, I think I have to bring you a little bit deeper because some I can feel by the mental energy it's like heat, the mental energy. We are a little bit all over the place still. Okay, you need to breathe a little bit more in and out. And when you breathe in, just tell yourself silently in. And when you breathe out, tell yourself silently out. What you want to do by this in and out, you want to connect your mental energy with the breath. Beginning, your mind is still restless, but just bring it to the breath by just thinking in, and you breathe in, out, and you breathe out. Peaceful after some time. You're safe here. It's a very peaceful room with people who are like-minded, who want to reach the same spiritual goals as you. You're absolutely safe here. Just switch off other thoughts and just be. Now invite Srila Prabhupada into your heart. You've prepared a seat for him. He sits down. Offer him a little simple flower by circling it around him. I will read a prayer now to Prabhupada. O worshipable Vaishnav Thakur, O ocean of mercy, please be merciful to me, your humble servant. Purify me by giving me the shade of your lotus feet. I clasp your feet submissively. Please help me to control the six urges like the urge of anger. Purify me from the six faults like the fault of lust. And please give me the six good qualities, like enthusiasm. Bestow upon me the six kinds of holy association, like revealing my mind and hearing the question answers. I sit here before you in the hope of having your association. On my own, I simply do not have the strength to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. Please be merciful by giving me a small particle of faith and give me the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Oh, Prabhupada, Krishna is yours. Therefore you can give him to others. This is certainly within your power. I am indeed wretched and fallen. I'm simply running after you, crying, Krishna, Krishna. Now, my dear devotees, take your japa mala, and we will chant now our japa. And our idea while chanting this round, one round, is that we chant in the association of a great divine personality. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Bhakta Vrinda. Chant now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Prabhupada is either sitting in the Vyasasana before you, or he is sitting on the seat which you have prepared in your heart. Association takes place, however, in the heart. You have to feel or to be connected. Connected is the word, with a person. Sometimes Prabhupada looks at you and sees the quality of your chanting. He wants to see a good quality. contribute. Really, the idea is to chant in association with Srila Prabhupada. He can hear you. He can watch your every movement in your mind. He's very, very aware of your chanting.
Thank you.
Kindly turn in the direction of the screen. We will now sing a song which is very, very beautiful. O Gurudev, when will that day be mine? When with a steady mind and in a secluded place will I chant Sri Krishna's holy name? When will the noises of the material world no longer enter my ears? When will the diseases of the body stay far away? Manasida kori jane posiya Krishna nama gabo jabe.
Manasida kori
Sida kori jade bhujiya Krishna nama bhagavate. Samsara pukara kahana poshibe jeho roka dure robe.
Samsara pukara kahana poshibe jeho roka dure robe.
Samsara pukara kahana poshibe jeho roka dure.
Then as I chant and chant Hare Krishna, the tears of love flow from my eyes. Then will ecstatic rapture arise within my body, causing my hair to stand on end? And when will my entire being be overwhelmed with divine love?
Hare Krishna Bole Bhavite Gavite Nayane Bohite Lola.
Hare Krishna Bole Gavite Gavite Nayane Bohite Lola.
Dehete Pulaka Purita haibe premete koribe mola.
Premete puraka purita haibe premete koribe mola.
Dehete puraka purita haibe premete koribe.
Thank you.
words, choked with emotion, come from my mouth? When will my body tremble, constantly perspire, turn pale and be stunned? This will be like a devastation of ecstatic love and cause me to fall unconscious. Gada gada vani muke pahili pe api veshari rama. Then will such an ecstatic condition be mine, without pretending? When will I always chant the holy names and remain absorbed in profound devotion by being in this material body? When will I receive your mercy?
Day be mine.
and with a steady mind in a secluded place did I chant Sri Krishna's holy names. When will the noises of the material world no longer enter my ears? When will the diseases of the body stay far away? Association of exalted devotees and to really beg for their mercy, beg and request them to give you the rare treasure of the holy name, to chant with this now in Kirtan. You've done so excellently in your japa, and then afterwards I really request you, afterwards, I will request you to write a little in your Kirtan journal. It will be different than from the other days. It will be something amazing. Now for this, I request you really, although it is warm, to stay tuned in to the chanting and sing properly.
Hare Rama.
Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, I will now ask you to do a practical exercise which I consider to be the most important exercise of this workshop, next to maybe engaging in the kirtan. I think we have tried all to follow that meditation of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. You remember, the main subject of today is removing anatta through the association with devotees. And we heard from the Bhagavatam how there may be many different ways how to deal with our weaknesses. How you can overcome anger by giving up the source of anger, which is an envious feeling towards others, or how you can give up lusty desires by making determined plans how you will progress in your life, etc. But it was said that all these different achievements over the different obstacles or anattas can be obtained really if one has association of a dear servant of Krishna. And I did see you when I sat here and you were facing Srila Prabhupada, and I told you, please chant in such a way that you know that Prabhupada is hearing you and noticing in a very aware way what you are feeling and how you are doing. So I noticed when I told you that you were really concentrating better and your chanting derived that certain intensity. You know, normally we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you know, something is moving us inside. So you were in the second degree, so to say, or second degree. We have also prayed this beautiful song with this wonderful picture where the disciple came to the pure devotee in a solitary place begging for the holy name. Now it's time for you to journal. Take your pieces of paper or your little book, whatever you have brought with you, and I will wait until you're ready.
Also.
Would you mind?
You're running out of paper.
Today I will request you to do an exercise which Purijan Prabhu has introduced to our Govardhan retreat. It's called free riding. The rule in free riding is that you just don't stop writing. you just keep the pen moving, and as you do this, it seems that the pen will draw out more and more ideas from you, which are stored deep within your heart. So the free riding exercise is an opportunity or a technique, you could say, which helps us, getting the build up between German and English, it helps us to draw deep into the well of our personality and bring some good water out from the depths. Huh? So please start your entry today with this sentence. Listen.
Yeah.
today I have tried to chant in the association of, and then continue, and explain what you have experienced, note down your realizations, maybe also the questions and inquiries which came up, any further open questions which you would like to ponder upon. So start your writing exercise, very important. I dictate, you can start already writing it down. Today I have tried to chant in the association of, and then go into your own writing. You want to think about the realizations, the new ideas, even the questions which you have.